The December 14th, 2015 meeting of the Tacoma Arts Commission to order at 5:03 p.m. We have some excused absences this evening, and Dane Meyer, our vice chair, is one of them, and Katrina Toft is the other. So has everyone had a chance to review the meeting agenda and minutes? Okay. Is there a motion to accept them?
I will move to accept the minutes and agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So this is my last chair's report for the year, and I want to recognize a few people for their service. Matt Hutchins will be leaving us after tonight, and I really appreciate the perspective that he has brought and also the input on how to reach out on social media, which has been really helpful for our Arts Month. I think that you've made a difference there on the marketing task force, and also just bringing some new information forward to the commission, so thank you. And I also want to recognize David Bowe, who has been our liaison to the City Council. Thank you for your service. You've been a very active liaison, and we deeply appreciate your service.
Speech.
Unless you'd like to say a few words.
Thank you to everyone on the commission that I've served with, both those who are here and those who are no longer here. I think everyone's still alive.
They're just not with us, right. But they're still with us.
It's been a pleasure working with most of you. I truly appreciate everything I've learned from all of you. It's been a pleasure to get to work with you. I'm relocating to Seattle, so unfortunately cannot reapply for the position, but I hope to be back in Tacoma someday soon. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely see you guys all around at arts events. I'll miss you all.
Thank you.
And hopefully we're getting team techs down here pretty soon, so yeah. That was another great thing.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel I have to say something. just a word of warning. I started my political career on the Tacoma Arts Commission in 1991 through 93, I think. That's probably where the corruption began.
Did you even know this was a political career? Look at you, all starting over.
But no, it was great to be able to be the liaison for the last couple of years. I know Councilmember Walker was also a liaison prior to that, and she's going off council as well. And both of us have been strong supporters of the arts on council. And I'm not sure what the future holds for, so you're going to have to do your work with the new council members and the council. Marty Campbell, of course, is a strong arts proponent, but I think others know it's important, but maybe don't have a firsthand knowledge of the organization, having been in organizations and those type of things. So, but you've got a good foothold, so that helps, and a city manager who also understands that arts and culture are part of what makes up a city. So it's just not police, fire, and roads. It's also arts and culture. So I wish you well. I will be still, my office will still be downtown Tacoma. So I'm not dead yet. I'm sure I'll hopefully get back into music, something I'm looking forward to doing. I haven't done it in a long time. And maybe some Revels again. This year's show, I guess, is almost completely, all six shows are almost sold out. So if you can score a ticket, they're going to have a Scandinavian theme this year. So, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Okay, so in the spirit of saying a few words, I'm not leaving the commission, but this is my last meeting as chair of the Arts Commission, and I wanted to say thank you to everyone that I have served with, those that are here and those that are not here. And also just to take a minute, you know, because it's the end of the year and everybody likes to reflect on what has happened during the past year, but I think I've been on the commission about 10 years, so I was thinking that it's pretty impressive what's happened in the past 10 years. Not that it was a bad commission when I came on 10 years ago, but we had a staff of one. So we've doubled our staff size. So that's exciting. And Naomi has certainly added to the organization of our commission. And her love of the color orange.
Yes, that too.
And I think that there are a lot of good things happening with the commission. When I first came on, the majority of people that I talked to in the arts community, and I was a showing artist at the time, didn't know about the Arts Commission, and I feel like the majority of artists that I talk to now do know about the commission, so I'm excited that the word is now out there. Also, I moved to Tacoma about a year before I came onto the commission, and the most common thing that people said about Tacoma was, oh, it was really bad like 5 years ago. So I don't feel like that's what I'm hearing anymore. And to see that we have a vibrant, sustainable arts community that includes the Arts Commission is something that really excites me. And I'm also very proud that we are the only, David, can you confirm, we are the only commission that has people fighting for a spot?
I would say you are one of the few commissions that are fighting for spots, and that's one thing that has happened with the different arrangement on the appointments. It used to be that there was the seniority of the council in the mayor's office that made the appointments devoid of the committee work that was done, and by switching over to committees, I think it got a lot more of the council involved, so when positions came open, there was that, and then all the different things done. But yes, the reappointments were really tough to make the reappointments this past month, but no, the one open seat was we had six incredibly well qualified people, and so it was coming down to just looking at the makeup and trying to make sure we had different representation on the commission versus getting a live body. You know, I mean, some were that way, so yeah. That's made a huge improvement.
Yes, so I'm excited about the progress we have made, and
there were some split votes on the reappointments. I should let you know.
Wow. I'm glad that we are a hotly contested committee. That's exciting for me. So I just want to say that I really appreciate the progress that we have made, and I know that we are going to continue with the great commission and staff that we have. So.
Thanks, Tracy.
And last thing is that the discussion that we have had that is ongoing about getting another full-time employee for the Arts Commission. I have a little bit of an update in that we are aware that the mid-biennium adjustment was not approved. So I have not received official notification of that to the Arts Commission, though, and I was wondering if Councilmember Beau could let us know when that might happen or if that might happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I will follow up to see so they can actually give you a proper notification. But
we would appreciate that.
There was lots of, when you have money left over, there was lots of scrambling for trying to put it somewhere other than reserves. And so that was part of the, so there were things that weren't funded just because it didn't want to open the gates of everyone trying to grab some of the funding. So that's part of what came into play.
Okay, thank you for that. And so I would like to say that although I may not be chair, I will continue to request funding for another full-time employee. And I hope that in the next round of council copies, it will be a topic of discussion for everybody that goes out, because I think that we have a demonstrated need. And so I'd like to keep hope alive and continue to pursue that. Okay, so last thing, sorry, one more, is the retreat date. It sounds like we have officially decided that we will have our retreat on February 6th, 2016, and the focus of the retreat will be the arts plan.
That's usually 10 to 3, but I'll send out an email and Outlook invite as usual, and it sounds UPS is a possibility.
Totally.
We'll just figure out the location. Yep. So unless there's some other place, it'll likely be at UPS. So
will this take the place of the February meeting, or is this in addition to? I forget what we usually
it's
use.
It's in addition
to. In addition to, yeah.
Okay, so that concludes my chair's report, and I think we can move on to action items, the first of which is the 2016 Arts Project Funding Recommendations.
Cool. And our goal is to get through this meeting fast, so Naomi will pass around the recommendations. There were 23 applicants, was it? I had a total of $50,000 to redistribute, 24 with a request of $87,700.
Ooh.
Don and Lynn and Scott were in attendance, as was Dane, but he's sick, so he's not here. The group tended to go to fund more at lower levels than fewer at higher levels, but I thought it was pretty competitive. I'd look to the commissioners to weigh in on thoughts or feedback.
I have laryngitis.
Oh, no!
So I'm not weighing in on much, but the diversity in the arts disciplines was great. It was wonderful to see a real mix of applications.
You could do an interpretive dance.
If only you had another skill that you could communicate in.
I actually do have a question for you, if that's appropriate. So in cases where the recommendation is significantly lower than the request, is the requesting organization able to make use of those funds and to do something substantial with them, or is this a compromise that, you know?
We always ask them to say what, you know, it's always clear that you may not get what you've asked for, you won't get less than 1,000, and what would you do if you don't get the total amount? Okay. So they either come back with, we will reduce our schedule by blah, or we will find other money, and then when we negotiate the contract with them, we make sure that they're still giving something substantial, so it's not so, you know, flimsy, but that they're able to accomplish it. So we're not holding them to their original, the most grandiose of goals.
With the Write It 253 wordplay, what exactly is going to happen in all 5 districts?
They're holding a series of workshops. It'll be in multiple locations around the city. So they're working on making sure that it covers all different areas of the city.
It's like a spoken word poetry slam kind of thing.
I'm glad that the council districts are listed.
Yeah.
Some of them are not represented very well. I'm curious, I have 2 questions. One, could we identify ways to do targeted outreach in ones that we did not receive applications from? And 2, is that reflective of maybe there aren't as many arts organizations within those districts? And is that a fair representation of what's happening here? And I assume it's a little bit of both, but I'm curious for your feedback on it.
I do want to point out that the council districts listed are the areas where the events will be happening versus where the organizations are necessarily cited. That part is a little in the air. But, yes, I mean, you don't really see council districts 4 and 5
right.
much. And I think some of that has to do with location, performing locations or event locations, and the number of organizations that are in those areas,
sure.
but always wanting to reach out to more and get more applications from South Tacoma, East Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's a shared goal to say,
yeah.
if we're not getting them, are we sure that we're not trying hard enough? You know, always. I think we should list where people are. I mean, not their addresses, because sometimes it's bright, can be a
somebody's home.
Because APCC is the only organization in the. Are they there somewhere? Where is
she's at the top.
Okay.
They would be 4 or 5.
They'd be in 3 as far as their location, but the event that happens in two.
Yeah.
Right.
Five is impossible. I don't know.
I think it would be good to have a conversation about specific outreach within those particular districts, how we might do that a little bit better.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
I have a question on the Sister City International Film Festival. Is that an association with the grant, or is it something totally different from that?
It's totally different. It's generated from the Sister City Council, and they currently exhibit the films at the at UPS, so they're free.
Oh.
They used to be at the Blue Mouse, and they would charge.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So they're still going to be at the Blue Mouse? Is that what they're...
At UPS.
Nope. Or UPS this time, okay.
2 years,
UPS.
I think.
And I just had a question.
I was just wondering what the Tacoma Armor Building LLC is. I hadn't seen it before.
It's
where we had our...
Well, I thought that was the armory.
No, that's an armory.
Yeah,
I know. I had that moment.
This is a building in the Dome District, and the woman who owns it wanted to paint a mural on it and have the event be sort of...
Around
watching
it.
The mural being made and having some music event there.
Okay. It was a little confusing whether it was really an organization or just the building.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's probably related to what I was going to ask, which is any thoughts on the ones that did not get recommended funding and where they fell short?
You guys want to answer this?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it had to do with the quality of their application. Some did not. For instance, one of them that did not get funded, there was no art listed in their application. There was no art piece to it, so we didn't feel that it could be funded.
Didn't quite qualified.
Yeah, wonderful project, no question about that. But no art.
Is this the Unity Conference.
There was no
art component listed in their application.
Would that be the same true of the Culinary Collaborative or
Big Wins? Day.
What's that?
Yeah. To me, their application was confused. And it confused a lot of members, I think, on the panel.
It may be a good idea. I'm just trying to recall what people said, but they should try it first and kind of have a better sense of what it is they were trying to, what the there was. It was a little bit... sounded like fun, but
there was question about the reach, you know, who would reach, health department regulations, things like that hadn't really been worked out in the application.
It included dinner. Was it for 30 or 50 people and art being performed around or in place around?
Is this the complete list of applicant organizations and only three were not?
Correct.
Owners?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a lot of work, so thank you guys for doing it.
Any more discussion? No, I'm hearing no. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the recommendations?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who said it's so much? Scott. Mike.
Mike motioned. Rachel seconded. All right, let's go. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Our second order of action is a donation request. Art gift. We conducted a portable works purchase, as you were aware, last month or something. And one of the artists asked if he could give his pieces to the city. And we were like, okay, we can try. We have a process that has to be reviewed and approved by the Arts Commission. But from what I recall, the pieces were, you know, they were competitive towards the final cut. They just, you know, there's only so much you can purchase. So, did you have anything to add?
So in your packet was the... information about, hopefully you had a chance to look at it, but this was information that he had submitted, sort of a quick statement, and then his resume in there. And I was going to show the photos large on screen, but I also have the actual prints here. We're not passing them around, but we could lay them out if people are really curious to see the actual work.
What's this, what are the sizes of them?
Well,
they fit in that box, at least.
In this box. 17 by 22. Mm-hmm.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, 17 by 22. Not going to come in now. Again, unless you really want to come up and see them.
Sorry about that. Excuse me.
There was a lot of excitement at the selection meeting about these pieces, but they almost made the cut and didn't quite. I think especially the final one here was people liked them a lot.
Yeah. And we also looked at these at the executive committee meeting, and Dane Meyer, who's not able to be here tonight, does have a photography background and agreed that they were well printed and considered them to be of a quality to be accepted.
Oh, that's good to know.
What's the cost to the city of a piece of art like this? I assume not much.
To purchase or to frame?
To manage after donation.
We'll need to frame them. And so that's going to be a couple hundred maybe a piece.
They're not a strange size or anything. So, and then they would just go into rotation with the rest of our portable works for which we have needs. That's why we're trying to... By work.
Okay, so. He was selling them for $450 a piece, just so you know.
But there is plans then for their use. They won't just be or accepted and stored.
Did you want to add anything since you saw them?
Yeah, I did see them. They're lovely prints. And I'm not aware of the artist, but certainly his resume indicates that he has a background. He's been supported by other public institutions into their public collections as well. And that is a criteria, artist reputation. So I feel like that's the difference between that and a large site-responsive sculpture or something that requires a lot of resources and liability issues and those kinds of things. This is really easy, and I feel like here, having heard from the board or the panel, that he was pretty much on the cusp and sort of had we had enough kind of thing, might have been an easy in. It seems pretty no-brainer to me to bring it in. If you guys feel like you could frame it, you'd have the funds to frame.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion?
I just have a question. So how do you rotate them and decide who gets to show them, temporarily? Like, do you just go through different offices and ask to their interest, or how do you make that selection, that choice?
We're actually going to be doing a more comprehensive job of it than we have in the past. Mm-hmm. The goal of the art collection is to be in public spaces, so mm-hmm. this room is a very good candidate. They're supposed to be redoing the second floor for public spaces. So those we'll look at it curatorially. Mm-hmm. We have somebody we work with to help us hang it all, but all the floors have work, and they don't go in people's private offices unless it's a big wig who sees a lot of people. But it's public spaces and what makes sense curatorially mm-hmm. to hang together nicely. And if we have the luxury, we would rotate it, every couple of years, but we don't always have the capacity to do that. So. But we haven't had a lot of new work. The last public work or portable works thing we did was
2012.
For the first time in like 20 years, so we're just starting to build the collection back again. And council chambers needs work, and so mm-hmm. major public spaces first, and then hallways and things like that.
Right.
Okay. Can I ask if this sets a weird precedent at all?
We discussed that.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's lovely, but is this going to open the door to an onslaught of donated work that will create?
Well, if it does, it's your job to say yay or nay. And okay. If it doesn't fit the criteria of being quality work from a reputable artist, you say no.
Okay.
Or you say yes. That's why.
Okay.
Well, the precedent would be if we just took it and didn't bring it to public process. So
gotcha.
That's why you guys are here.
And the other thing is he had made it through that initial
yeah.
cut and pretty far into that final cut, so this wasn't just somebody calling us up and saying, I have some photos, would you like them? So it had gone through a public process already,
yeah.
too. That's kind of why we... Sorry.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Yeah, I would hate for it to be like, no, there's a whole process, and if you get shot down, you could still try again. And it would work out for you if you want to give it to us for free. Like, it seems a little, maybe a little weird. But as long as it's been
weird.
Discussed and we're
it is weird.
Cool, that's great.
But it was also unsolicited, so that's part of it,
for
too.
Sure.
You know, had we said we would
otherwise.
Take your work if it was free, that would be way more icky.
Yeah, for sure. I don't mean to say it that way. It's just if we are now saying that, you still could do it if you gave it, if there was no cost.
It's an excellent question. I think it hinges on, is it a reward to get into the city's collection? And to some extent it is. It's auspicious, and it looks great in a career to be in a municipal collection. And so I think you're right. We have to be very careful about the offers that might come in the door. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we were interested in acquiring quality work and had a limited budget.
Definitely.
And that's why I really support, I do support this, because... it did make it almost to the very end, and we had over 1,100 pieces and ended up purchasing only 40 or something. So this would have been very close to that line, and I forget where I'm going with that, but I don't think it's a completely off-the-street offer. It has a good reason to be offered, and I can appreciate it.
And I think that similar to all of our other selection processes, There's two things that we measure. You know, there's the general criteria, the aesthetic merit, the community involvement, those sorts of things that we look at. But then there's also how much money do we have to allot. And so I think that in this case, the artistic criteria have been met. We simply didn't have the funds to allocate.
Just a clarification question, Naomi. Did you say a couple hundred to frame per piece?
Probably. We haven't gotten an estimate on it yet. We actually have a batch of pieces to take and get framed from what was previously approved on the purchase. But my guess would be a couple hundred per photo.
You can't just go to TJ Maxx.
Archival framing is usually, but for photos and stuff, not generally... appropriate to frame with cardboard.
It's for framing services, I'm just saying.
Rachel can get you a coupon.
Not finding it.
Okay, any more discussion?
All right.
I'm hearing those.
I don't know where.
Would anyone like to put forward a motion that we accession these pieces into the municipal art collection?
Move, we accept the generous offer of John Armstrong to donate his art.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, this is, you're witnessing my terrible organization. All out in public. Ooh. Yay, okay. So, I am looking for...
spelling the problem that worries me.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that's even worse.
What's Patsy? What's Patsy?
Did you see the graduate Tacoma email
Patsy?
That went out the other day
Patsy?
Where it was graduate
yeah.
date?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. But, you know, to your point, we Rachel, that's why we have a process around
yeah.
it.
Thank you.
Okay. So, on November 10th, we had this kind of whirlwind presentation-ish thing at the EDC for a while, both with a quorum and without one. So we went from business to action to just update. And our consultants with Three Square Blocks just wanted to give a progress update that I wanted to share with you. But really, the majority... I mean, our entire retreat is going to be around the art plan, and what they wanted to just share with the EDC at this point, at the November 10th, was what's been done to date, which is, I don't know how to draw this, which has mostly been the outreach, and this is what they've been charged with. You guys know all this stuff already. They were there at our opening party. They did different surveys. They also conducted three different focus groups in addition to working with you guys initially. And then they started to kind of figure out what the overview of the plan is going to look like and some of the high points that sort of came up out of the conversations. And they have five strategies that they have identified, and they've started to clarify some high-level actions and strategies that's what we're going to chew on in deep focus in our retreat. So these are the things that they have to include. They also have an economic development consultant on board to kind of look at the economic impacts of the arts, just because that was one of the specific requests of the city manager with this. But it's about a comprehensive approach. It's not just about economic development. So these are kind of the recommendations high level that will, we can fuss with them, but welcome and sustain the creative community is one of the recommendations. So under that comes, obviously there's crossover in all these things. We don't fit in just, five different areas of how the arts can be supported, but these are some of the things they've heard. Second one is embrace diversity and inclusiveness. So a lot of the things around engagement and representing diverse cultures and festivals and things like that tend to fall under here. These are you can kind of see what they're saying, but I don't know that anything's going to be news to you guys. Enhance and awareness and involvement. So this is, this is Education Plus. A lot of the original goals were just around education, but really it is, not just in schools, including schools, but how are we building audiences from the ground up, from cradle to grave, so to speak. That's kind of a bad way to say it, I guess.
Kids from 1 to 92.
There you go. That's much better. A lot of people talking about, incremental changes over time and continuing to be persistent and present and not give up on things. Don't always think that there's some giant magical thing out there that, a lot of the best changes we've made are slow and steady winning the race. Create welcoming public spaces. So really thinking more than just, it's not just about doing public art. It's about why. What is it that we can do around design and organizations and even just our attitudes that create welcoming public spaces. Enhancing collaboration, that also gets to, building coalitions and partnerships, and the way we really get things done in a beautiful way is when we're all rowing in the same direction. And we've done a lot of great work with starting to really push some more of that kind of interdisciplinary connection and, continuing to move towards that and seeing where there are gaps. And this healthy arts infrastructure is about, resources we need to actually survive and grow, and considering that Cultural Access Washington. When I say that, I think somebody presented on that or they've come over the years. Do people know what that is? It's something that's really going to be important in the next couple years with... the legislator passed the ability for us to local jurisdictions to pass some kind of a tax that will support arts organizations in a level that it's arts, heritage, and science in a way that hasn't been supported ever. King County's for certain going to be able to pass theirs. Ours will go to Pierce County, who probably won't touch it, and then it will come to Tacoma. So in the next couple years, this piece is going to be huge. So I just want to keep our eye on it and make sure that we're really engaged in how to talk about that when we move forward. It's an aside.
And likely, too, the Arts Commission, at least the Economic Development, will be the agent for that, the fiscal agent for that tax fund, I would imagine.
Oh, locally?
Yeah, here? I mean, Sport Culture likely in King County.
Mm-hmm.
Rural parts of the State Arts Commission may take over some of that if they're asked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Arts Commission here, or certainly the Economic Development, would be set up to manage that. So that's potentially a lot of money.
Exactly. We're the only ones that fund in our, you know, we're the only ones who manage those amounts of money and have processes in place and things like that. So, yes, that could be, that'll be a real game changer if it So this isn't, you know, what they've done since this is staff has reviewed kind of how they're trying to queue up the all the stuff they've heard, and we'll get that to you in advance of our retreat with an action or how they're going to help us work through it. But it'll be much more defined, but hopefully still enough to chew on or say, no, we really need that to be specific, or oh, that's ridiculous, or you know, whatever. Because really, that's the work that we try to do outside of this process. This will be even more important this year to get it, you know, get the stuff on there that we want to see on there. So it's not rocket science, but it's really important work, and it'll be, I'm really excited that it's queued up in line with our retreat, so we we have an agenda set already. Good work to do. Any questions about that? Or I mean, just expect to see some advance work or advance information, and then we'll spend that day. And if you can't make the retreat, I would still hope that you look at it and give your feedback to what's being written and proposed to make sure we're capturing what we need to. Okay? In the spirit of fastness, we're done with that one. All right. Any questions? Right, sorry. Okay. Mm-mm. Public art updates, there really aren't a ton. Things keep moseying along. You know, we hired Horatio Law for the Lincoln District, and he's already been working in the community a little bit. Seems to be just hitting the ground running and meeting a lot of people and stuff. Sound Transit, we're partnering with them on the D2M, and that's the big octopus. There aren't any big moves on that yet. We're just negotiating when the artists can come up again and start moving. The property was transferred from Sound Transit to the city, which caused a couple other acrobatics to figure stuff out, but we're doing that. Prairie Line Trail, Spur, Susan Zocalo was chosen for that. She's just starting to get her her pieces, her ducks in a row to find out what kind of engineering she needs and is meeting with the team, but there's nothing to report yet, no concept development. We continue to work with Metro Parks. Naomi and I just conducted the aquarium review today for their first project, and they chose 6 finalists. It went very well, but it's exhausting, and we had 84 submissions and kind of a lot to go through, and nine panelists or something like that.
Nine panelists.
But it's good. It's good. They're starting to understand sort of what it takes and embracing that. My goal is to go to their parks board in January the 25th to get whatever their plan is, and then we'll enter into an interlocal with them to manage their public art program as we move forward. So they're very interested in leveraging, you know, who has the expertise in what areas and have those people do that. And the city's been doing a lot of different exchanges with them along those lines of, hey, they're better at managing or doing park stuff than we are. Maybe they should do our parks maintenance or, you know, things like that. Anything else? South Tacoma Water Flume Line Trail. Call to Artists is out on the streets now, and then we're working with the South Tacoma Business District and the State Farm Grant to do a project with them that should be out in early January, too, I hope, as well. So a couple little hiccups in that area, but we seem to be moving forward on those. And I think that's all we have for public art. Nothing big, you know, just things are still moving along.
Are the signal boxes?
Signal boxes. There is one wrapped. Did I show you guys a picture last month? I can show it to you at least.
That's cool.
So there is one box down on D and Puyallup Avenue that has been wrapped so far. The other ones have not happened yet. I'm trying to remember where I put it. Mainly due to weather issues and temperature, it has to be above 50, can't be too wet, can't be too windy, all that sort of stuff.
Cool. Isn't that cool?
So here's, but this one got installed, and this is one of those interactive ones. I don't know if you can tell, but there's like
this little key, and you can find these pieces hidden in the picture. So this one is done and up. The others, it likely won't be till into early 2016 when we get a little bit nicer weather for them to be able to put those up. But they are all printed and sitting in the guy's studio waiting for weather. He's wanting to get them out of there. So we'll update you once we have more.
Remind me the life cycle.
Lifespan?
Yeah.
At least 5 years, possibly longer. Stuff will eventually sort of fade, but unless there's... We don't have a cycle right now saying they will be deinstalled at this time. I think likely that they'll stay up until they look no longer... they should be up.
Who was the artist on that?
That was Tim and April Norris, that one. Then we had 20 artists who created works for the boxes. So they each have about two boxes per artist at this point.
Staff checking. Staff. I don't know what else.
I have a couple things.
Oh, no.
I'll pass this around because it's really sweet. So if you remember on the studio tour... one of the things that we did new this year was to have the passport for the studio tour, and artists on the tour submitted, some of them chose to donate some items for these packages that people could win by. You go to 8 studios, you get a stamp, and you're entered into a drawing. We had, I forget how many people were entered. Anyways, you guys drew from that big bin the other, okay. So I have been working on getting the prizes out. And this is a thank you letter from somebody who I contacted several times by social media, never heard back, and so I just mailed them a box of stuff. And they were surprised and very, very pleased. So I thought I'd pass that along. It's a nice little letter.
We got over 1,000 submissions for the Tacoma Arts Month thing.
The hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag Tacoma Arts. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 1,200 submissions, something like that, of uses of the hashtag, and so those prizes have been given out by the
Arts Coalition folks.
Yep.
Yeah. So I didn't win.
If you entered,
you were disqualified.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to remember the names. I don't remember the names of the people who won, but
so they felt okay about it, and are willing to try to do it again with more success even in the future.
Good. I'll pass this around. Okay, signups. I only have 2 listed this month, and actually they're both happening in January. I'll pass it along. I do have a request, sort of a change up, is if I've gotten you tickets for, if the event is ticketed, then we request that you wait about 6 months to go to that again, and the goal is to get more rotation in the reviews and commissioners who are attending events. And so if you'd like to go to this, sign up, I'll get you tickets, and we should have more events coming up next in 2016.
We don't want our organizations to think it's just a ticket exchange, because we're supposed to only be going for evaluation.
And speaking of evaluations, if you sign up to go to stuff, please send me your evaluations by email or bring them here to the meeting, because those are, what we're supposed to be collecting from these event tickets. So
I have a question about an event that I attended that I have yet to complete my evaluation, but I have a safety concern about this event, and so I don't know if the best kind of way to address it is a platform, or should I state it here to be on the record, or...
I put it in the form.
So I attended Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at TMP on Friday night, 8 p.m. shows. Charming play. Most of the patrons were quite a bit older. And at the end of the night, the doors opened and they all just flooded into the street. The suggested parking lot is directly across in that park and ride, and that's where people are encouraged to park. And there were cars coming. It's on 6th Avenue, and everyone just went straight out the doors into the road, and I found it very alarming, and there were so many people that I can't believe it's just a one-off. event, so I don't know if other people have witnessed this, and I know it's not the organization's responsibility to keep elderly patrons from roaming straight into 6th Avenue at 10:30 at night, but I was really alarmed. So if there's, I don't know when the next funding round comes up, or if we could address it somehow and say, hey, maybe ushers could stand outside and guide people to the crosswalks.
Like the school guard.
Crossing guards or something.
And is that, there's a guarded crosswalk, is it, right?
Yeah.
There are lights on crosswalks.
It's not
directly in
right?
front, but it's just, yeah. I can't remember
it's,
where
it's about, what, 15 feet down?
Not far.
Right? It's a
ways. For sure.
Safety first.
It's one of those crosswalks where you
push the button.
No, I was trying to remember if it was on that street or the next.
Those are problematic to me because very few drivers seem to realize that when that's flashing, it means
stop.
Stop. Yeah.
I can weigh on. I live a block away from that, and so there's a button stoplight on one block at the end of the block where the caterer is, and then the one that you guys are mentioning. But I drive that a lot, and usually when they let out, it's a hot mess.
Yeah.
So,
it's like a group exit.
Okay.
So. Old people don't cross the road quickly.
Or where they're supposed to, apparently.
The church, or they just get.
Just as you.
I have one more cool thing I think to tell you. Well, it's related to a couple things, but February 1st. It looks like we're doing a Mayor's Monday mixer around creative space and live work and adaptive reuse. Eli Moreno is the developer who's rehabilitating the old McKinley substation into 14 artist live work spaces.
It's happening.
8 of them will be affordable, and the rest will still be affordable. So that's really exciting.
Just not affordable.
Right. And then there's a group in town that's purchased the Carpenter's Building on Fawcett, and they're looking to do artist incubator and performance venue. It used to be a union hall, so it still has the space for performance, and they have lead pencil studios, their architect. Uh-huh. Right.
Cool beans.
I know. And then speaking of TMP, they purchased the church on 6th Ave, right off of 6th Avenue, mm-hmm. So ask them if they want to participate. What's the fourth? Kevin Grossman and his the project of the Brown Star Grill, and Valhalla Hall, which is a city project. So there's some really great adaptive reuse, kind of small-scale, awesome little projects happening, and that will be the topic of this Monday mixer, but just to know that those things are happening is pretty cool. So those are some random things I've been working on.
When's the substation going to be constructed? Or?
They should start construction probably February. They're going to be starting to lease up then, at least get waiting lists. And they're private industry, so they can get done once they get the go-ahead. It'll be done next year, for sure. Right across from top of Tacoma. In case anybody knows where that is.
Never
heard
of
it.
Okay,
that's
at
the
I
top
have.
Of Tacoma.
I've just heard about it.
Do you have anything else, Naomi?
No, there's a couple of things routing. So one was a if you want to be on the mailing list for our arts projects organizations, make sure you fill that out and send that around. And then your volunteer hours for the month, make sure that goes around and that it comes back to me at the end. But that's all I have.
Okay. The end of staff reports, then. So does anyone have advocacy reports? Talk to any policymakers?
I went to the True Grit. Did anybody else go?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. What did you think?
There was some panel. I thought some of the panel presenters were really well spoken, and some not so much. But I think it was a good discussion at least, and teaching the subject. And there was seemed a pretty interested audience there talking about youth homelessness and what can be done or at least addressing the topic.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was really interesting because it the only piece that I thought that was really relative to art was the spoken word piece. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a presentation where they had some of the homeless youth speaking, actually using poetry and some kind of some interpretive dance with it. So it did have that piece of artistic value, but the rest of it was really a panel discussion about homelessness in Tacoma. And so I felt kind of, I mean, and it was really important. It's very valuable information. It's really important work. But I just felt like it was not really relative to art as much as I thought it would be. It was more of a socio-political type of dialogue. Here's what's going on. Here's what we need to do. Here's the demographics. Here's the facts and figures. And, you know, they had an open discussion where the people in the audience could participate. So that was kind of nice. So it was interactive. But I didn't see so much of the poetry and the, you know, the literary art or any of that that I had hoped to see. That's the only comment that I have, but it was well done, but I just didn't feel it was real artsy.
Is this something we funded?
Well, our poet laureate put it on. She's participating. Okay. So I think it's part of that intersection. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Know? And I think it's really important to have that crossover of audience, you know.
I mean, some people thought information.
Some people thought it was a Western film, so, you know, so they all...
Where's Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, it's your grit.
Gone away.
Oh, fair enough.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great to use. I mean, I did not attend the event, but I think it sounds like a great thing to use art to create public awareness and to incorporate some art into that.
Yeah.
Seems like a good use of poet laureateness.
Exactly.
This is her approach. And she's very much about, you know, social activism. And
yeah, she is.
And
very much.
That's her. That's. Mm-hmm. That's her angle and her way of going into it. But, yeah.
It was good. I mean, I do think it was good, and it was really good information. I learned a lot.
Other arts events attended?
World AIDS Day at the Tacoma Art Museum. Very moving. Bosque Woods Beach. The poetry and the readings were really nice, and the exhibit courses pretty incredible.
I attended a film at the Grand this last week. That was to do with the exhibit. It was incredibly powerful. I left very emotional, which is doesn't happen a whole lot for me in that way. So if you haven't been to the museum, go. There are lots of other things as part of that exhibit that will be happening in the next month before it closes. Go.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also saw a response piece to the exhibit at 11:20, which you should check out. It's really interesting how quickly they put together this exhibit of response to TAMS, but I thought it was a really great event.
I think they're showing it again this Thursday, aren't they?
It's moved to TAM.
Oh, okay.
I think it's in their education space or something, so that show, yeah, it has, I don't think I'm making it up, I think they moved it to the education space at TAM, so it's still a chance to see that.
I think so, I just remember seeing it, that would make sense.
I also judged some elementary school art shows in Pierce County.
Oh, good for you.
Really cute, but really, like, hard to know that your words are going to be read by a set second grader who was told they got second place. But good turnout.
They could be psyched they got second place.
You just didn't rip them like there's no concept here. This is just
what
color.
What were you thinking?
There was one that I'm pretty sure the mom did.
All her strokes were going the same way.
Well, there are lots of arts events taking place right now because it is the holiday season. And almost all of them are holiday themed and have been seen in Tacoma year after year after year. So the one thing on my list that I thought stood out was something that happened in the earlier part of November was Classical Tuesdays in Old Town. They had a program of flamenco music, song, and dance. And they had the largest attendance I had ever seen at their performance. They had a rough estimate of 300 people in that hall, which they claim only holds 220. And the people were singing along in places or chanting along and trying to dance at the end. They would have clapped, except the performers specifically said, please don't clap. It helps us keep time when we're dancing. So. But, you know, the audience was in love with what they saw. So it's nice to see a small venue like that, get a lot of people. And they have such a large variety of different types of performance there. So.
Don, where was that held?
Slavonian
okay.
Hall.
And it survived.
It did, yeah.
Did you want to talk about the...
What is
that?
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
UPS?
Yeah.
Do you want to say?
Sure.
Okay, you give an overview.
You know, we gave a really wonderful PowerPoint presentation to a group of UPS seniors who are majoring in computer science. And we're going to be working with two of them this spring to develop an app for Tacoma Arts Month. And the hope is that if all goes well, that perhaps it would be a good platform to be like a year-round calendar for arts events in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. But the goal right now is to launch it for
October
next year.
That's
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
How often do they ask for projects?
It's every spring that they'll host that because students wrapping up their degree, it's their senior capstone,
okay.
Essentially.
So it'll happen in spring again? Or because now's fall?
Right, so the presentations will happen in the fall for a spring project,
okay.
If that makes sense. And I believe this is the first time they've done this
outside type
of event. Usually it's a faculty member connecting students specifically with projects, and he did this kind of come and make a presentation, and if students choose your project, then you get a student. So my hunch is that would be the way that it'll go.
That's great.
Yeah.
But we were the only, I think, outside presentation.
There was another one that was from an alum.
Right.
Yeah.
Sort of university related, though.
Yeah, he's been working with
that's okay.
It doesn't even matter. There was one other community group. All the other ones were like departmental projects, and we got two students to sign up. It was great.
Yay. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay, other arts events attended?
I also did Bang Bang. It was really fun. My kid actually sat and, for the most part, was quiet, which is pretty good for 2.5 hours.
Says
so.
A lot.
Yeah, that actually says a lot for a six-year-old. And,
yes.
And everyone sang along, which was kind of funny because I didn't know all the words. And I'm like, I learned the words quickly. It was good. It was very cute, though.
There were some good surprise and delight moments, I thought, where I was watching and then something with the staging or the set would happen and that made me laugh out loud because it was so kind of delightful. So there was good
and there
entertaining
was
moments sprinkled throughout.
Various age appropriateness, which is kind of fun. There was like good kid humor and very good adult humor that my child did not understand. Good.
Scott, did you have anything? Kareem?
Concerts. Mostly stuff for the Tacoma Jazz Association, and the only time I can go see the concerts that we're producing is on Fridays when I'm working at Maxwell, so on the break I'll walk down to the B-sharp, but they've been going well. So that, and then my group from School of the Arts had their concert on Sunday over at Uncle Therm's Barbecue, and it was very well attended. They did great. Mostly concerts, just because, yeah.
Concerts.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I went to the Museum of Glass. They have a show right now about Joey Kirkpatrick and Flora Mace, who were two women who worked for Chihuly and did the majority of his baskets that have the Navajo patterns on them. They are actually the ones who laid those patterns for him to roll. And it's It's a really great show, and it shows a wide breadth of their work that is interesting, and so it is right next to the Chihuly Venetian show, which I don't know how many of you have seen, but it's very pink, which is kind of funny because the Chihuly is very, the walls are like Pepto-Bismol pink. And then there's Joey and Flora, who are obviously women, but the show is not nearly as feminine, so there's a nice irony there. Hmm. Anybody else? Arts fans? No? Okay, then I'm going to adjourn this meeting of the Tacoma Arts Commission.